97.7 EXT, we're joined on the phone by Aaron Livingston, better known by his stage name, Son Little. Aaron, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thanks a lot, Dave. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. You are a new soul innovator from Philly and the son of a preacher man.
That's true.
Well, we introduced our listeners to you with music from your self-titled debut album from 2015, the songs Toes and Lay Down, we love. And we've been playing Blue Magic Waikiki from your new album, New Magic, coming out September 15th on Anti Records. Now, first, Aaron, tell us about that stage name, Son Little. Where did you come up with that? And tell us about the inspiration for your music.
It's kind of like a lot of things for me, kind of a happy accident. A friend of mine was mispronouncing my last name. Livingston was calling me Little Son for a long time, and I didn't even realize it. That nickname kind of stuck for a while, and then one day I woke up and, I had one of those kind of lightning bolt ideas to just turn it backwards.
Love it.
And it wasn't until later that people mentioned, the sort of link or similarity to Son House, and that kind of, Son House music kind of informed my music in a way. So it kind of works on multiple levels, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've collaborated with a lot of people, including The Roots and electronic producer RJD2, also the great Mavis Staples, who you say is one of your favorites, not just your favorite singers, but favorite people. Tell us about that.
If you spend, it only takes a few minutes around Mavis to realize why she might be a lot of people's favorite people. She just has a real, she's nicknamed Bubbles for a reason. She has really just amazing positive energy and spirit, and it's infectious, So she's not only a great singer, but she's just a wonderful person to be around.
You became a Grammy Award-winning producer, earning a 2016 Best Roots Performance Award for your work on Mavis's See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Congrats on that. Now, how did you come to become the producer for that Mavis song?
I think, we have a mutual friend at the label who has lots of bright ideas. Maybe just stylistically in the tone, he was sort of listening to some of the things I was doing, and there was a connection in his head between sort of my production style and her voice, and he was looking for somebody to try something a little different with her. He played her some of my songs, and of course I already knew a lot about her, having grown up listening to her music, she dug it, and we ended up, I set out to write some stuff for her, and then did some production.
That's so cool. Now, at the end of your tour last fall, you found yourself in a remote tropical northern territory of Australia, where you wrote all the songs for your new album. Tell us about that. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I never knew a whole lot about Australia. That was my first time going there. I was sort of shocked to find the layout of the place, all the places that I'd heard of, Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane. These places are all sort of beach towns, and that the interior is mostly dirt, as far as I can see. I got this sort of rare opportunity to go to the Northern Territory, which is where a lot of the Aboriginal people in Australia live. And it's a different feeling there. It's quite a bit hotter. The animals are a bit more aggressive.
Did you find out firsthand?
Yeah, I saw trees full of what I would call giant bats, you know, their bodies about the size of a cat. And I saw some crocodiles. You know, it really was eye-opening in that way. I became, I get inspired by the strangeness of that, and simultaneously, you know, just the sameness of the country. They have a lot of, you know, there are a lot of parallels, I think, between this country and Australia, and it gave me a, you know, very interesting perspective from which to write from, and I think as a result of it, you know, I kind of got on a roll with it.
Now, you recorded all the songs in demo form, I guess, right? Behind a microphone in your room.
A hotel room, one microphone, and this beautiful guitar, which I borrowed from the recently departed singer, Gurumo, who's, you know, very famous there, Aboriginal singer, was kind enough to allow me to use this guitar for this show, he let me borrow it in advance of the show, and that's how I ended up writing those songs. I think I sort of, in some ways, look at those songs as partly a gift from Gurumo, who's just a, you know, beautiful singer in his own right. And I'm sad not to have been able to meet him in person at that time. He was already very sick. I was very grateful. I'm still very grateful he came. He handed me this guitar with energy in it. Sometimes people say the guitar has songs in it, and that one certainly fits that description.
Wow. Neat. Well, we're playing the song Blue Magic Waikiki, where you sing I've Got the Blue Magic. Can you tell us what this blue magic is?
I got to thinking about, you know, just the whole process of writing music. I've written music for a long time, and, you know, it always had a sort of healing effect for me, but I think this was the first time I really had any real pressure to, you know, come up with a bunch of music in a short span of time. You know, my first album, you know, I had tons of different things to choose from because I've been writing for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know. And in this case, you know, I'm sort of trying to turn something down in a period of months. You can, if you haven't been writing as I have, and I've been on tour, I've been really mostly just playing shows and writing around in vans. But, you know, there you can sort of have the feeling of wonder. Wondering if, you know, I can ever write a song again. But New Magic sort of came to mean to me, Blue Magic as well, just came to mean the sort of the act of creating something out of nothing, you know. We have emotions and feelings which we cannot really quantify, and in some cases that's one of the good things about music for me, is that it helps me express things that that I may not be able to articulate otherwise. But the actual way that occurs is really beyond me. I'm not really sure how it's done, even though I do it repeatedly. So you know, I take great pleasure in the fact that, you know, music to me is kind of proof that there is still magic in the world, and I'm, you know, humbled and grateful to be able to access that ability.
Yeah, man. Well, you certainly do have that blue magic.
Thanks.
Well, September 16th, you're playing the second day of Fresh Grass at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts. Are you excited? You like being a part of festivals like this one?
I do. I mean, as long as the, you know, when you, I mean, one of the things that's mind-boggling, I just got back from Afropunk yesterday in Brooklyn, and the thing I kept hearing people say, and every now and then you can sort of stand back and think about this, but just the amount of talent in one place can really be mind-boggling. You know, just people have, you know, we're all different. We're all different with similarities, I'd say. But you know, and it's really an amazing thing sometimes to see all the different ways that people are expressing themselves, all in the same medium. So it's always a pleasure to go to a place and look around and find all these examples.
Sure.
Of people who have some of that magic. It's really amazing.
Yeah, now you're talking about pressure about making this new album here moments ago, but you're going to be sharing the stage that day with Brandi Carlile, the Wood Brothers, Crooked Still, and others. With talent like that, do you have any sort of pressure? Does it make you up your game? I know you always bring your A game, but does this add any more pressure to you?
You know, not really. I can only do what I can do. I mean, thank goodness I'm not, you know, coming up against a 30-year-old James Brown or something like that. You know, that might be different, but I think the key to most things in a way is probably always staying within yourself, and I know that all I got to do is do what I do best, you know, and what feels naturally to me. So I don't worry too much about what the other folks are doing. I just try to take pleasure in it.
Yeah, absolutely. MassMocha.org for tickets. More information about Fresh Grass 2017, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. And you can check out who we have on the phone here today, Sun Little, on the 16th at Mass Mocha, Fresh Grass 2017. SunLittle.com to pre-order New Magic. That is coming out September 15th. And to keep up with Aaron on his tour, because you're going to be all over the place, huh?
You got that right.
Aaron Livingston, better known as Sun Little. Aaron, thanks so much.
Well, thanks, Dave.